Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. This is a quick briefing for you parents, teachers, looking for a clear rundown of what your students are reading about today in The Juice.
Our goal is simple. Give you the key points and some good questions for discussion.
And we do have quite a range today.
Okay, a lot to cover. Let's jump right in with that first one, the history around the second Monday in October.
Right, so students looked into this sort of dual identity for the day. You've got Columbus Day, which has been a federal holiday since, 1971? Recognizes Columbus's landing in 1492.
But that's become controversial, hasn't it?
Exactly. Because of, how Columbus and subsequent European actions impacted indigenous populations. So an alternative popped up.
Uh-huh.
Indigenous Peoples Day. Started in Berkeley back in 92, and lots of places recognize it now.
And there's a political dimension to this currently.
Yeah, definitely. The key thing students are reading about is how different presidents handle it. One might issue a really detailed proclamation for Indigenous Peoples Day, focusing on Native American history and contributions.
Well, another might lean more heavily on the traditional Columbus Day observance.
Precisely. It really highlights how historical narratives can shift. A good discussion starter for you could be, how do views on history change? Why do people see figures like Columbus differently now?
That's a really good angle.
Yeah.
Okay, let's pivot to California. Big news on the health front there.
Yeah, this could have wide ripples. California passed the Real Food Healthy Kids Act. They're the first state to actually put legal limits on ultra-processed foods in school cafeterias.
And they define that pretty specifically, right? It's not just any snack food.
No, exactly. The law targets foods with specific things like certain artificial colors, flavors, sweeteners, high saturated fats, or a lot of added sugar. Think some breakfast cereals, maybe flavored yogurt, stuff like that, often found in schools.
California's market is huge. So when they ban something.
Right. Food companies often reformulate products for the whole country. That's the hope here from health experts. But the industry, well, they raise concerns about costs.
But schools have until 2035 to remove these items. That seems like a long time.
It is a long runway. It reflects, the lobbying involved and the sheer logistics of changing nationwide supply chains and recipes. It's a balance between the health goal and the practical challenges.
So you could ask students, how has school food affected how you think about eating? And maybe what role should the government play in deciding what's served?
Good questions. Now, for something a bit lighter, perhaps, a community story about a cat named Francine.
Ah, yes. The Lowe's mascot cat in Virginia. What happened there?
Well, she vanished. Turns out she hitched a ride on a delivery truck. The store staff launched this huge search. They checked security footage, started an Instagram campaign, Where's Francine, which actually got something like 9 million views.
Wow, 9 million. So people really got invested.
Totally. They tracked her, believe it or not, 900 miles away to a distribution center in North Carolina. They even brought in thermal drones to search for her.
Thermal drones for a cat. That's dedication. Did they find her?
They did. Got her back safe and sound. And the first thing they did, fitted her with an AirTag. Smart move.
That's quite a story.
Yeah.
It really speaks to how much people can care about animals. Okay, let's talk sports now. The WNBA Finals.
Yes, the Las Vegas Aces. They won the 2025 championship, swept the series in 4 games. That's their 3rd title in 4 years. Pretty dominant.
And the big story is AJ Wilson, right?
Oh, absolutely. League MVP, Finals MVP. That's her 4th league MVP, 3rd Defensive Player of the Year award. I mean, her performance is just incredible. People are seriously putting her in the Joe 8 conversation, like comparing her to Michael Jordan.
That's high praise, especially considering the team struggled a bit midseason.
That's the resilience part. They had a losing record at one point, then ripped off 16 straight wins to end the season and storm through the playoffs. Amazing turnaround.
So you could bring back that earlier question here, too. What does being the greatest really mean? How do athletes like Wilson earn that kind of title? It ties back to legacy, just like with historical figures.
Definitely connects. And speaking of perspectives, there was also a quote shared today from Jessica Alba.
The actress and founder of The Honest Company.
That's her, she said. Being perfect is being flawed, accepting it, and never letting it make you feel less than your best. It's a great prompt to discuss self-acceptance versus striving to improve.
That's a powerful thought. Okay, finally, we need to touch on a serious global issue, the situation between Russia and Ukraine.
Yeah, specifically the escalation of what's being called the energy war. Reports indicate Russia is targeting Ukraine's power grid again, trying to damage infrastructure before winter really sets in.
And Ukraine is retaliating.
They are. Using long-range drones to hit Russian oil refineries, some apparently up to 900 miles inside Russia. The aim seems to be hitting Russia's economy and war funding. There are reports suggesting U.S. intelligence might be assisting Ukraine with targeting.
It's a very dangerous situation. A tough but important discussion point from this could be, in conflicts like this, what's the most important thing to focus on to try and move towards peace?
That's a heavy but vital question. And really, that brings us to the end of our deep dive today. Thanks for tuning in to get this overview of what your students are encountering.
We hope this briefing helps you spark some meaningful conversations, whether that's around the dinner table or in the classroom. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.